Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, susiemazzoli-healer.com, or insightoasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at activespirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. We are launching in now, coming to the last month of 2020. Sigh of relief. We're starting off with a full moon on Monday, the 30th of November, I believe. Pam's going to tell us all about week 49, starting Monday, November 30th. Pam, what's this last month looking like?
So here we are entering December, and we do it with a bang because November 30th is the lunar eclipse, not just a full moon, in the sign of Gemini. So let's talk about what that means. When a lunar eclipse happens, what's happening is that the Earth is passing between the sun and moon from Earth's perspective. And so depending on where you are on the planet, you'll look up in the sky and that full moon may be a bit obfuscated by the passage of the Earth in front of the sun and moon. Again, from Earth's perspective. So what that means is it gives it, if you think of the Earth in between the sun and moon in an exact alignment, what's happening is the full moon, which is usually lit by the sun, which is why it's so bright in the sky. The full moon in Gemini is getting lit by the Sagittarius sun, and the Earth is in between it. So it is getting energetically huge, whammied, we could say, with the vibes from the sun and the moon. It happens every full moon anyway, because the full moon is lit by the sun. But the difference is that the Earth is sandwiched in between them in an eclipse. This particular lunar eclipse is pretty jazzed because it's got a color to it with the planet Neptune. And Neptune is in the sign of Pisces right now. Neptune is the planet that symbolizes how we're all connected in the universal unconscious. Our planet is mainly water. Our bodies are mainly water. Neptune was the god of the sea. So Neptune in Pisces, which is a sign that it's very aligned with Pisces, the water mutable sign of the fishes, which many astrologers consider Neptune to be a co-ruler of the sign of Pisces. So what's happening is we are really feeling this how we're all connected piece. Now, Pisces is also a sign that speaks about health and well-being. Oftentimes, people with strong Pisces energy do some sort of service or healing work. They might be artists, which is a wonderful way to heal and serve. Or they may be people who work in one of the healing professions. So with Neptune in the sign of Pisces, we've really been getting messages about how we're all connected and how holistically we're all connected. There is no denying climate change, even though some choose to still deny it. There is no denying how we are all connected to one another on the planet, even though we see a reactionary rise of nationalism that happens, because the pandemic, COVID-19, has been giving us a really strong lesson in how we are all connected, and what an individual does has an impact on the whole. Why am I talking about Pisces and Neptune when the lunar eclipse is happening in the sign of Gemini? Part of what this eclipse does is it brings up a sense of strife. This is augmented by a sense of confusion because of the placement of Neptune this particular year. So we will continue to be experiencing confused messages or things that are kind of throwing a wrench in the work. When you consider that Sagittarius is the sign that has to do with wisdom, knowledge, judgment, legal matters, how international commerce and communications and collaborations happen, higher education, forms of religion that have to do with imparting knowledge on the masses or their followers. So this realm that really has to do with seeking, working on becoming more, working on expansion, when it lights the moon in the sign of Gemini, what's happening is that the information age, because Gemini is about information. Tell me something new. How can I discover this? What's behind that door? Let's look over here. It's got a playful trickster energy that's all about uncovering new information, but it doesn't necessarily stay with it because it's continually in movement. What's happening with this lunar eclipse is we are getting a shot of knowledge, wisdom, expansion, awareness that will happen on that day. And what we do with it has so much to do with clarity through confusion, because confusion will come right behind it. There will, just as the door opens and we see the revelation, the light, then it gets shuttered down or questioned. More people are coming in with different, hey, look at this, hey, look at that. So what's essential on Monday, November 30th, is if and when you get that shot of revelation, and it may, depending on where you are, the eclipse is exact at 4:30 a.m. Eastern time. It may be that you wake up from a dream. What exactly was that? Jot it down. Or maybe you don't even remember what it was. Be in the space. If at all possible, wake up and allow yourself the space, the void that comes to those who meditate. Just listen, observe. And then the first thought that enters your head, or the first thing you see or hear, that's a part of the message. And you may not know exactly what that has revealed or given to you, depending on your personal horoscope. Or you may get this crystal clarity about what it is you must do next, even though it confuses everyone around you and they don't understand why you feel this conviction. But know that November 30th is a day of revelation and questions. What is important is that we take that information and sift through it and patiently wait until we unearth whatever the major lesson is in the revelation. It can also be a very hot day, not necessarily temperature-wise, but a hot day in the news cycle. Things flying in, controversy, revelations, arguments, So that's the eclipse. The moon goes void, of course, at 11:23 p.m. on November 30th. And when the moon is void, of course, it's best to let things sit. Don't make any hasty decisions. This is especially major after the fact that we're also dealing with the eclipse that just happened. So what you want to do is think in terms of what is it I can organize, prepare, put to rest, because we've passed the full moon. What is it I have to integrate, understand better, complete, shelve? So, and again, don't make any hasty decisions. Just anything that's still in process, follow through. Anything you can clean up, clean up. For those of us who can take December 1st as a day where we're simply enjoying the day, that's lovely. Lovely to be with children, young people, do things that stimulate the mind, have lively discussions, but anything that is, hey, that sounds like a good idea, let's do that, is probably not going to come to fruition. Because the moon is void, of course, almost the entire day until 10:33 p.m. when it enters the sign of Cancer. The other thing that happens on Tuesday, the 1st, is the planet Mercury enters Sagittarius, which sets us up for more lively discussion and just a lot more spontaneity as we head into December. So once the moon is in the sign of Cancer, we're in energy that wants to nurture, take care of, do things that feel comfortable. And that may very well be the way December 2nd looks. You may be able to follow through on things, have nice exchanges, especially with family, do things that feel like, yes, everything is working as it should be working. Always, I emphasize when the moon is in the sign of Cancer, make sure you eat when you're, you know, before you're hungry, give yourself sustaining food. In general, we should do this all the time. But when we don't do it and the moon is in the sign of Cancer, many people can get cranky. On the 3rd, the moon is still in the sign of Cancer, and this is when we start to experience some of the bumps in the road. Because what's going on is we have some planets that are in cardinal signs that kind of bump up against, so not physically in the sky, but they come into geometric configurations that show that there's some strife or there's pullback. For instance, in the morning, again, Eastern time, so adjust depending on where you are. In the morning, people can be argumentative. Tempers can be short. There can be a kind of, nah, I don't want to do that, depending on who you're dealing with. So choose your battles. If you have small children, of course, it might be a little demanding. But it passes. And then by the time we get to later in the morning, people are more focused on whatever it is they're planning to do. But they like to be comfortable. They don't like to move around too much or have things happen that don't feel like they're in flow. However, as the day proceeds, then the moon is coming to configuration in its opposition with Pluto. And then later on through its travels, it comes into the whole opposition with Jupiter and Saturn. So what that means, how it translates, is that for those of us who work at home or work and have families or home situations that we're juggling, there can be some conflict here. Or even if you live alone, you may feel like the demands that are happening with your work or what's expected of you to be responsible is in contrast to what you want to do to feel safe and nurtured. Or this can be with someone who you take care of or who's in your realm. It's challenging. It's challenging because we want to do things that make us feel comfortable, and yet there's conflict here. Emotional conflict can come up. People can feel challenged. They can feel like their needs aren't getting met. There's too many choices, and there's power struggle dynamics. So the most advisable thing here is don't do anything contractual or anything that's going to not give you some wiggle room, because whatever you commit to or get involved with, you're going to feel a bit under the gun and as though things have to be delivered at the cost of what is your comfort zone. On Friday, the moon goes void, of course, at 5:29 a.m. So very early risers may feel some of this conflict residue. But once the moon is void, it's just a comfortable little window to do things that make you feel self-nurtured, take care of other people who you love and care about. The moon enters the sign of Leo at 7:53 a.m. And once that happens, then we're in a much happier energy, perhaps, than we've experienced the rest of this week. Because this has been a challenging week. It's been in a work environment, it may have been very demanding. In familial situations, it may have been very demanding. In just a kind of overall not feeling comfortable in one skin, that's the way this week may have felt. And this overhanging sense of mixed signals and confusion that may start to get clearer as of Friday. And the reason that occurs is that once the moon is in the sign of Leo, a fire sign, a fixed sign, it can kind of burn off whatever still is hanging around that is really outworn its welcome. And it does so because we're in this sense of creativity and almost a bit of experimentation, for some of us more than others, depending on your sign. For fixed signs, especially people with Leo, Aquarius, Scorpio, or Taurus, there may be a kind of pushing or sudden like leap that can occur, a out of the blue spontaneity that may feel a bit disruptive to some of us, but basically is pushing for growth. That's the reason it occurs. So if you're experiencing something that feels like, whoa, where did that come from? Or I didn't expect that. Oftentimes, you've been in a situation where perhaps something's been hanging around longer than it really needed to. And that's where the disruption comes in. For other people, it's going to be like, whoa, there's a neat idea. Let's try that. And you may find yourself doing something spontaneous or different than what you usually would have done. For others, especially people who do not love change, unexpected, or things that just where did that come from, it's best to know that you're looking for something that makes you feel safe and connected. And it might be better to sidestep or disengage from an offering that just doesn't feel like a fit for you. Don't get swept in the crowd if you're feeling like, nah, I really don't want to do that. I don't want to eat that. I don't want to try that. No, I'm not going to ask her out. Whatever. It's just, if it doesn't feel like a fit, don't do anything that you can't get out of. So on Saturday, the 5th, this Leo energy is still about, but it's not with that kind of disruptive piece to it. So what's really important on this day is to do things that feel like they let your heart sing. Do things that make you feel playful, like your needs are getting met, especially if you feel like they aren't. Then it's important to look at, what is it I'd like to do? What is it that makes me feel like this is fun for me? And so it's not as forceful as the day before, but it is speaking about paying attention to what maybe is a better fit for you than what everybody tells you. Just because everybody tells you you look great in the red dress, if you don't feel yourself in it, then it's not for you. So at 5:28 p.m., the moon goes void, of course, and this is just a really lovely, fun evening to play games, be with friends, be playful, enjoy things in a childlike wonder, if at all possible. And this carries over to the 6th on Sunday through mid-afternoon. Just that real playful enjoy wonderment energy. At 2:46 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Virgo. And once this happens, we're in a roll up our sleeves, get down to work, and put into place everything we want to put into place to clean up, take control, and feel as though you're wrapping things up that really want to be wrapped up. This particular weekend might have been good, as I said, of burning through some of that confusion, especially the confusion where maybe you felt like you had to concede or kowtow or do things for someone or for a whole that didn't really feel or fit right. The 6th is the day when you can really hunker down, do the work, and address the things that make you feel more in yourself. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Thank you so much. Okay, so it sounds like that eclipse is a big one. So maybe we'll do our meditation today on that. I invite everybody to find a place of comfort and stillness and taking a deeper breath, arriving, we're here for our 10-minute turbo boost meditation. Okay. And just feel yourself opening up. We have spent so much energy contracting, so much energy closing down in the light of the global pandemic, fear itself, fear of what's happening, of becoming sick, fear of death. All of these fears, they make our body contract. So just breathe into those places now. Take a breath. And feel yourself just loosening up the muscles, loosening up your body. You're in a place now that is safe and sound. And just take a breath there, knowing that you are safe and sound. Knowing now that you can relax. And as you're doing that, feeling also the mind opening up. We've been so busy setting everything in place, getting everything safe, being on top of ourselves, being on top of others, making sure that everyone is looked after, making sure that everything is safe and secure. So now when we experience that, we recognize that it's driven by fear and it's totally to do with contraction and closing down. So as much as we're doing that in our environments and with our bodies, let's let our mind, let's let our spirit open up and soar. Allow the spirit to be open to all that is. Allow ourselves to make an opening for goodness and only for goodness, for greatness, for what we might call divine or sacred, to let that energy of the highest intention come to us. So you can visualize yourself simply as it's a beautiful flower that's opening up petal by petal, opening up towards the sky, towards the light, towards, let us just call it simply, the universe in its highest aspects. And as we're opening up, of course, we're recognizing that, yes, we are a part. It might seem physically like a very small part, but energetically, our consciousness, it's a huge part of the universe. So we're connecting back up, back into all of that incredible life force energy. And perhaps this is something that we should do every day in our states of isolation and being shut away from the world, as we're being careful and very, very conscious of our interactions with people. As we're locked in and shut down, let us do this meditation every day. We're spiritually at the very, very deep core of ourselves. We open up to the world, to the universe, to all of our divine brothers and sisters everywhere. And we are connecting also with those forces that would be perhaps unseen by us. We open up to our own evolution. We open up to receiving information that is outside of ourselves, perhaps information, wisdom, knowledge that we need now, that we really need for our expansion and for our development. And this might be energetic information, information that we can't read in a book, that can't be given to us by a guru or a mentor, that we can't actually experience in this physical body. It might come to us like a energy from a star, energy from the cosmos, invisible, something that is unseen and perhaps even unknown to us in any way. But it is something that can help us, something that can expand our hearts and our minds. So let us be open now to that information, that revelation of something that is perhaps even way beyond our concepts of knowledge or even life, allowing it to come to us for the highest good and for the highest good of all. And in a way, understanding and knowing that whatever is coming to us is in fact not outside of us, because everything is connected, just as we are absolutely connected to all that is. That all that we are is a manifestation of all that is. That everything is within us. There is no separation. There is only the concept that we have of ourselves, which is separated. So as we are visualizing ourselves now as that blossoming flower, our petals outreached, we are soaking up the sunlight, the nutrients in the air, the moisture in the air. And we are feeling every single little tiny cell in our body. Rejuvenating, growing, full of vital health and outstretched, like a giant big stretch. All of our cells are stretching out. Nothing is contracted. All of the muscles are stretching out, making more and more space in between every single cell. And within the cells, all of the space is growing. We're stretching out and expanding. And making space. Making space for ourselves. Making space for the world to be. Making space for the breath. And gently we open our eyes and we see all of the space around us. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And we look forward to speaking with you again very soon next week. Lots of love.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that. ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.